الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: صيام محرم يعدل صيام 30 يوما. وروي عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه دخل المدينة فوجد اليهود صياما يوم عاشوراء، فقال: ما هذا اليوم الذي تصومونه؟ قال: هذا يوم عظيم، أنجى الله فيه موسى وقومه وغرق فرعون وقومه، فصامه موسى شكرا ونحن نصومه. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نحن أحق وأولى بموسى منكم. فصامه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمر بصيامه. وروي عنه أن صيام يوم عاشوراء تكفر السنة الماضية. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: من وسع على أهله يوم عاشوراء وسع الله عليه سائر سنته، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai is beyond human comprehension or perception. Allah is free of all the weaknesses, shortcomings, defects which are found in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is awwal, Allah is the first, but Allah has no beginning. Allah is awwal bila bidaya, awwal laysa qablahu shay. Allah is the first, before Allah there is nothing. Allah is akhir, Allah is the last, but Allah is the last without an ending, bila nihaya, laysa ba'dahu shay. After Allah there is nothing. رب المشرق والمغرب، رب المشارق ورب المغارب، رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم. Allah is Rabb of East, Rabb of the West, Rabb of North, Rabb of South, Rabb of above, Rabb of below. أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله. Turn in any direction and it is one Allah alone. Allah is Samad, totally, completely independent of his entire creation, not in need of anything. He does not take help from anything. He is not dependent on anything. His qudrat, his power is muhir. It encompasses every facet of his creation. Wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswat. The listening of Allah encompasses every sound of his creation. To such an extent, Allah hears everything, Allah sees everything. حَتَّى يَرَى دَبِيبَ النَّمْلَةِ السَّوْدَى على الصخرة الصماء في الليلة الظلماء. Dark night, a black dark rock, a tiny black ant, darkness upon darkness upon darkness. That ant is walking. Dabib, this word it comes in the riwayat, Dabib. What is Dabib? When the ant walks on the black silt of the rock, there is an invisible line that is left behind, that is called Dabib. Allah from above His arsh sees the invisible line that this black ant leaves behind. Nothing, لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. In the heavens, in the earth, nothing is concealed from Allah. On the other hand, this insan, this human being, is beset with weaknesses, beset with shortcomings, beset with defects. Allah has confined, restricted this entire creation to the dictates of time. Allah's Zat Himself, لا يخويه مكان لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Allah is free of shape. Sometimes the aql, the puny intellect of insan, fails to comprehend and even realize this. That Allah is there, but Allah does not take up space. Allah is free of space, Allah has created space. Allah is there, Allah is free of shape. Allah is there, Allah is free of form. Allah is there, Allah is free of color. Allah is free of direction. Allah has created shape, created form, given color, given direction. Allah Himself is free of all this. لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Past tense, present tense, future tense. These are the dictates by which the entire makhluk is tied up, constricted, confined. Allah Himself is free of this. There's no past tense with Allah. There's no present tense with Allah. There's no future tense with Allah. 1 million years ago, now, and 1 million years from now, for Allah is equal. This tick, 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 tick of the clock, the ravages of the movement of time. Allah has constrained and confined His entire creation to this. Allah Himself is the creator of time. Allah Himself is above this. This entire makhluk, this insaniyat, beautifully one verse of the Quran encapsulates the significance of the life of this world. Allah says, Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. We have beautified this earth. We have filled it with wealth, with opulence, with attraction. We have filled it with bounties. The goals, aspirations, ideals of insan are there in front of you. But what is the sum total reality of this life? Allah says, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, in order to test you. Every one of us is in an examination room. Every one of us is under the direct eye of the examiner. This life of this world is not an ideal existence. It's not a place for the fulfillment of desires where we find people saying, I'm looking for happiness. I'm looking for success. I'm looking for achievement. For a mu'min, for one who has iman, for one who has his imam, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to understand that happiness, true happiness, is not the happiness of this world. Like that youngster, he falls in love with that woman, and what he says, if I get that woman, my life is made, I'm a happy man. We know what the reality is. Sometimes he gets her, sometimes he doesn't get her. When he gets her, 1 month later, he's looking somewhere else. No real happiness. Those who have made the acquisition of wealth their goal, once that wealth is achieved, what happens? The goalpost is shifted. He's now looking somewhere else. The concern is there to look after that wealth. Someone will take it away from me. What must I do? He slaves, slaves, slaves after his entire life, builds up his empire. Only to see what? To see the generation that came after him squander the same wealth in front of his eyes. To see them fighting with one another. And that hasrat and regret is there in his heart. I built this empire up with my bare hands. I know the value of it. They got it on a plate. They don't know the value of it. They are squandering it. They don't appreciate how much of my blood and my sweat and my tears went into this. He looks at what is happening around him. His heart is filled with hasrat and regret, and he leaves the world with this. If the acquisition of wealth and the material things of this world, in there lay happiness, why is this man not happy? Every day such examples are there in front of us. This world primarily is a place of dukkh. It's a place of calamity. It's a place of difficulty and hardship. This world is not the place of the fulfillment of happiness. This world is not the place of the fulfillment of our goals and ideals. This world is an examination room. And the examiner's clock is ticking. The time is going. Every one of us inexorably, with this incessant motion of time, which Quran describes beautifully, where Allah says, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. Day is being wrapped up by night, night is being wrapped up by day, day envelops night, night envelops day. This incessant motion, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who describes it, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Why don't you observe this movement of time? New things are made old. I have to have, nowadays we have the sickness, I must have the latest. Latest gadget, latest car, latest clothing, latest this, latest that. How long does that latest last? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is made old. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَرَّ وَلِكُلِّ شَرَّةٍ فَتْرَةٍ. Oh, كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi described this in a hadith. He said everything has a josh, has an ebullience, a drive for it, and how quickly it wanes away. Ever observe the soda water bottle, shake it, and see how quickly the gas comes out. يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is brought near. What distant thing? This clock is moving. This examination room all of us are in. We are moving towards what? Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah describes this. He says, الْمَوْتُ مَعْقُودٌ بِنَوَاصِيكُمْ وَالدُّنْيَا تُطْوَى مِي وَرَائِكُمْ. He says, moth has caught hold of your forelock. The hair at the tip of your brow is what is called forelock. In Arabic, nawasikum. He says, moth has caught this. You are stuck. Wa dunya tutwa mi waraikum. And from behind you, this life is being snatched away. Inexorably, this vessel of humanity is moving towards what? Towards a day. يوم الصدق يوم النجاة يوم الهلاك يوم البوار يوم الجنة يوم النار يوم الفوز يوم الخسران يوم الندامة يوم الحسرة الكبرى يوم الطامة الكبرى يوم التغابن يوم الويل يوم الجنة يَوْمٌ النار. A day is coming. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, which Quran keeps on referring to. إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ مِيقَاتُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ ذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ قُلْ فإن الأولين والآخرين مجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم، يوم الدين. وما أدراك ما يوم الدين؟ ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين؟ يوم يأتي. That day which Quran says, a day, يوم يأتي. When it comes, لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذني. No one will be able to speak. خشعت الأصوات. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون. That day, لا يتكلمون. No one will speak. Total, complete silence. فلا تسمع إلا همسا. Pair ki ahad, the touching of the heel on the ground, that's all that will be heard. Total, complete silence. Ya'tiyani bi kulli ba'id. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, that which is far away will be brought near. Quran describes the same thing. Azifatil azifa. Azifatil azifa. This Arabic expression, azifa, means something that is very near. Anzirhum yawm al-azifa. Oh my beloved, remind them of the day which is very near. Azifa. Azifa means wo aagaya. Aagaya. It's here already. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. You think it is very far away. Allah says, you think it is very far away. Wa narahu qareeba. But we are telling you it is very near. When janaza was going, somebody asked Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, whose janaza that is? Like our reaction. Janaza upon janaza. Just this morning, one youngster, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, be buried. No more old people. Reminders are coming every day. But still, the bagh door of dunya is going on. Still the masjids are empty. Still the music is blaring. Still the zina is going on. Still the shaitan box is running in the homes of the ummah. Still the hearts of the parents are being broken. Still the marketplaces are places of zulm and oppression and riba. And still the long, long designs and plans are going on. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. Why you think it is far away? Somebody else's janaza. Somebody else has left the world. My time, I've got extended time. I've got a lot of time. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida wa narahu qareeba. Allah says it is not far away, it is very near. They asked him whose janaza that is. He says, bhai, that is your janaza. That is your janaza. And if you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janaza. Why? And then to support what he is saying, he recites the verse of the Quran, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Who is that ka? إِنَّكَ, verily you. Who is Allah addressing? إِنَّكَ, verily you. This kaf, Mufassirin says, is directed to Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, you my Habib, you also have to die. Ishma shit. Only one distinction, one difference between him and the rest of Allah's makhluk. Ishma shit. Oh my Habib, you live as long as you want. For you there is ikhtiyar, for you there is choice. But still, ishma shit. Fa innaka mayyitun. Still at the end of it, you also have to die. لو كانت الدنيا تدوم بأهلها لكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها مخلد. If there was anyone that was going to live forever, then Tajdar Medina Muhammad Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would have lived till Qiyamah. But Allah's sunnat, ولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul, even Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will drink from the cup of death. No exclusion whatsoever. The tick, 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 tick of the clock. There's an inexorable motion of time. That which Allah, in so many places in the Quran, takes qasam upon qasam upon qasam. Wal asr, by the oath of time. Wal fajr, by the oath of dawn. Was subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the daybreak when he draws a breath. Wal nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day when it lights up. Wal layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night when its darkness in envelopes. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night when it passes the day. Not only does Allah take oath on time, the portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, on them also Allah takes oath. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams and oaths are reminding this insan that by understand, not only is gold, not only is diamonds, not only is mineral wealth, not only is rands and dollars precious, but more precious than that is time. All these oaths and qasams are reminding you of maut. Aga kar rahe is waking, is the wake up call that you are in an examination room, every second counts. Ask the student that is writing an exam how important time is. And yet still this ummah has hours and hours. The other day one alim, just day before yesterday, I met him at a function. He says, I sent proposal for a pardadar. One youngster came with this. He says, I sent proposal for a pardadar woman. She says, I don't mind getting married to you, but beforehand I'm making a condition. What is your condition? My condition is I read novels. I read novels. In other words, I'm prepared to marry you, you must allow me to carry on with that. 500 pages, 600 pages, 700. Leave the tabqa that is away from the masjid. Dindar tabqa. We've got hours for internet. Hours for YouTube. Hours for novels. Why, what are you doing? I'm whiling away the time. Main waqt ko guzar raha hu. I'm passing the time. Waqt ko, passing the time. Allah ne zindagi guzarne ke liye nahi diya, Allah ne banane ke liye diya. Allah hasn't given this life, this time to while it away. Time is a mata. It is Allah's sunnat. La in shakartum la azidannakum wa la in kafartum inna azabi la shadid. If you will make shukr, if you will appreciate Allah's ni'mat, Allah will increase it. Everywhere what we hear, no barakat in time. No the length and breadth of our society, one complaint, no barakat in time. Why we have not made qadr of time? Allah says, make shukr, appreciate, I will increase. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ مِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. If you will be ungrateful, then my chastisement is very severe also. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what he used to say, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٍ إِنْ ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْدُكْ. O insan, you are a collection of days. Every human being has come into this world with a set amount of time that Allah has given. And from his inception, that clock is ticking. And when the time comes for him to leave, look at the manner in which Quran describes it. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةَ وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Every one of you, there is a promised time. When that time comes, لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقيم. You will not be able to delay it even by 1 second. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Al-Maut laysa minhu al-Faut. In aqamtum lahu akhadakum wa in farartum minhu adrakakum. He used to say, Maut and death, there is no escape. We hear this sometimes. I escaped from the jaws of death. I got saved. Bewakuf. That is foolishness. Moth had not bared its claws. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. When moth will bear its claws, then nothing in this world is going to stop it. Nothing will benefit you. And that time comes, whether it is Sikandar Rumi, whether it is Genghis Khan, no matter how tyrannical a ruler it may have been, no matter how vast his empire may have been, all the material wealth and power and influence of this world, all the science and technology of this world, wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, will not buy you 1 second even. Mamun al-Rashid builds a huge palace. He invites Abu al-Itayya rahmatullah alayhi, look what I have achieved. No expense is spared. Opulence to its height. Hallmark. A living testimony to what he has achieved in his life. He invites him, says, come and see. Abu al-Itayya was a pious man. What is his reaction? He looks at this mighty, huge palace. And what does he say? Ishma badalaka saliman fi dhill shahiqatil qusuri. Ishma badalaka saliman fi dhill shahiqatil qusuri. يُسْعَى عَلَيْكَ بِمَا اشْتَهَيْتَ لَدَ الرَّوَاحِ وَفِي الْبُكُورِ. He says, enjoy yourself. Aish, enjoy yourself. In the deceptive protection of these huge pillars that you have erected. يُسْعَى عَلَيْكَ بِمَا اشْتَهَيْتَ لَدَ الرَّوَاحِ وَفِي الْبُكُورِ. Morning till night, servants are running. Your every behest, your every wish, your every desire is being fulfilled. They are at your beck and call. Like when the cavalcade, the blue light brigade moves. They say, India, Pakistan, we are hato bacho, move out, move out. Somebody big is coming. That is the imagery found in this expression. Yusa alayka bimashtahita. Ladar rawahi wa fil bukuri. Morning till night, your every behest is being fulfilled. Servants are running at your beck and call. But know and understand, O Mamun al-Rashid, all this wealth, all this opulence, what are you going to do about the tick, 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 tick of the clock? That that breath that comes out. The gold and diamonds, you can find some bank vault to protect it, preserve it. The rands and dollars, some bank vault or safety deposit box. The job you lost, maybe tomorrow you'll get a better job. The wealth you lost, maybe you'll earn more tomorrow. That investment that didn't work out, there'll be other opportunities tomorrow. But that time that was lost, those days that were spent in earning the destruction of Akhirat, that time of your life that was lost, like one alim, one of our elders, he was giving bayan in Makkah Mukarrama. He says there was one Burmese businessman, I went for his ziyarat, he was on his deathbed. When this person first emigrated to Makkah, he was poor. He used to sell